You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Welcome back, Sherpa listeners. My name is Matthew McCabe.
And I'm Steve Anderson, and we are back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts. 26 straight days, going through the alphabet, choosing a word that corresponds with each letter, and then bringing it as a surprise to each other.
And we need to get these recordings in because the sun is out, the grass is short, and the clubs are in the car.
That's true.
We're going to play a little golf today, aren't we?
We are.
I'm a little nervous about that.
You said you had the yips the last time.
Last time I was out, it was not good. It was almost like throw your clubs in the lake kind of
that
day.
Bad?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Oh, I'm so excited. Is that going to happen?
I don't know. It
could. You throw a club today?
I could throw a club today. I'm in that kind of place. Absolutely.
That'll make my day.
That'll make your day. I bet it will.
I'll tell you what. Whenever I get angry at the golf course, it doesn't go well.
It's true. I've seen it.
I've picked up a ball and chucked it in anger, and my arm hurt for like the next year.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. That is not an exaggeration.
A year. Wow.
Yeah, I got tendonitis in my elbow.
Yikes. So it could be a great afternoon today.
I'm going to stay calm. No, we're feeling good. We had our senior banquet last night.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that's right. How are you feeling?
I'm really tired.
You spent. Are you spent?
Yeah,
just emotionally out, right?
I need some time to reflect and think about where am I in this universe?
Well, the golf course is a great place to reflect.
It'll be good for the soul.
We shall do that. Hey, there was a little minor technical difficulty with yesterday's episode.
The T episode.
And our first upload, it cut a few minutes out.
Yes.
The grand conclusion.
It's inexplicable.
We left people hanging. That's a great word, by the way. Inexplicable.
We already had the letter I.
That's so. Right. We can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but for some reason it cut out the last 4 minutes or so. So we are working to update that. So if you want to catch the end of it, hopefully by the time you hear this one, it'll be fixed. But we also want to give you our secret word because it was in the end of the episode, as it always is.
Yes, it is, because we typically forget to do it. But anyway, and a very on top of the game listener, our good friend Adam Russell, he listened early this morning and shot me a note that said, there's no secret word. And so we thought, well, it's just unfair to people if
right.
they listened early during the shortened version. You need the word from yesterday, and the word is, Steve?
The word is llama.
Llama.
That's the word. That's word number 20.
That's word number 20 for the letter T.
For the letter T.
You'll get another one here in this episode.
If
don't
we
get
remember.
It confused. No, we will. Okay. I like the word today.
And if we don't cut it out of the upload somehow by accident.
Yeah, because we're awesome that
we're
way.
We're technological geniuses. Okay, absolutely. So we're ready for today's word, right?
Yes.
And I believe it's your turn, Matthew
it
McKay.
It is my turn.
So I hope you don't get the yips. I hope you can deliver a good word here.
All right.
Matthew, what is your word for?
The letter U.
My word for the letter U is uptown.
Uptown.
Uptown, you know.
Uptown girl.
See, I wondered if you would go with Uptown Girl from Billy Joel or Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. My money was on Uptown Girl. My money was on Uptown Girl because that's where I went right away. That's our age.
Because we're 50 years
Most
old.
Most of the people listening to this
That's
podcast,
hilarious.
I'm guessing, went right to Uptown Funk.
You're probably right.
So anyway, Uptown.
That's hilarious.
Uptown. My idea here is this. positive
it's kind of
memories.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Positive memories. Kind of embarrassing. No, I like it because that's what a classic.
It
Uptown
is.
Girl.
Yeah.
If you've not listened to Billy Joel's Uptown Girl and you're listening to this episode, finish the episode. Get your secret word. But then you need to go out and just enjoy some Billy Joel.
He was singing about Christie Brinkley.
I know.
She was like the goddess of that generation.
I'm telling you what. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, Uptown.
Yeah.
Uptown. Not
she
Uptown
left
Girl.
For another guy, by the way.
I know.
This is really
I
sad,
know.
But go ahead.
It is. Anyway, Uptown. So my thought here is this. We're about to go play golf this afternoon. Now, we're going to go play golf on a Golf Now exclusive deal of the century, $16 to play 18 holes. It's almost unheard of. But golf typically is a rich man's game, right? I mean, depending.
Yeah.
It tends that way.
It does, especially in this county.
And we are not rich men, right? We're pastors, youth leaders, youth workers. So we didn't get in this for the money. However, as you and I both know...
If I were a rich man.
You and I both know that serving in a church or serving students in some way, whether it's parachurch or in the church, oftentimes we get to do things or go places that we really have no business going because people in our church take care of us. We get to do uptown kind of things, even though we really can't afford uptown kind of things. And so I just wanted to know, like, just positive memories. Like, what were some of the great uptown moments of your life where somebody in the church or somebody who just cared about what you've poured into students has just given you as a gift, as a way to say thank you? And just let's talk about that, because I got a couple of really good ones.
Okay, I'll start with just a couple of smaller ones. Yeah. Not that these aren't really nice, but they're not as significant. I'm going to save the best one for last.
Yeah.
All right, so some golf excursions.
Ooh.
I mean, we've played like Whiskey Creek. I know these are local terms. Nobody knows what we're talking about. But these are really, really nice.
These are really courses we can't afford to play at.
Correct. Yes. One of my former interns took me down to Woodlawn down in Montgomery County last year. You know, it's exclusive. You got to be like a millionaire to belong to this country club. Got to play that course.
Yep.
And that was fun. And it's usually free.
Yep.
It's always free. Which is someone pays for it.
The greatest.
Yes.
I played a round at Congressional.
Yeah, I know you did.
Which was just beyond imagination.
You were playing with Tiger that day, weren't you?
I was not playing with Tiger. But I played where Tiger plays.
Correct.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So I would start with the golf, the occasional free golf that pops up, and that's just spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
One of the ones I remember was very shortly after coming to our church here, we were going to go to Pittsburgh for the National Youth Workers Convention.
Okay.
And one of the people in my church who works for Marriott, pretty high up at Marriott, heard that we were going and said, oh, let me take care of the hotel.
This isn't the one that I went with you?
No, this is a different one. This is a different one. That one, I think we just got rooms on Expedia or something. This is it was just Gene and I went. It was right after we came to church. It was like 2005 or 6.
Okay.
And he said, let me take care of the hotel. And we're like, great. So we told him, you know, he got us this room at the Renaissance in downtown Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
And it was a corner room on one of the elite floors. A lot of those Marriott hotels, they have the elite floors where you need your card to get on to that floor.
Yes.
And of course, we get to the room. We're no sooner in the room 10 minutes. We're unpacking and there's a knock on the door. We go to the door and there's a guy standing there with a bottle of wine and this huge tray of fruit. And I open the door, and of course, I come from the school of if you open the bottle of water in the hotel room, you just spent $8. Right. So I said, no, thank you. I said, no, thank you. And the guy just stood there and stared and was like, and I'm like, what? He's like, well, people don't usually turn this down. I'm like, well, is it free? And he's like, yeah, it's compliments to the manager. I was like, well, come on in. So then he came in and he put it down. Of course, then he stood there for a couple minutes and I was like, thank you. And then he left. And then about a couple minutes later, I was like, I probably should have tipped him.
I think you should have.
I'm just not in that mode.
Cheap son of a gun.
Exactly. And then later that night, of course, the elite.
Later that night, that guy's like, who's that white trash up in the restaurant?
Exactly. Then later on, of course, they have, on those elite floors, they have appetizer hour, drinks and appetizers, all included.
Didn't know that.
So you go to this little lounge. Never been on that floor. You get to go to this little lounge, and they have all, we called it dinner. They call it appetizers because we're cheap. And we're in there, and we're eating, and we're having a drink, and we get talking to some gal, and you know, it just, you know, the conversation goes, well, you know, what do you do for a living? And I kind of said what I did for a living. And Gina said, well, I stay home with the kids because this was a long time ago. And I work from home. And she just got this puzzled look on her face. And I was like, you want to know why we're on this floor? She's like, yeah, exactly. Like, you don't fit in here at all. And
oh,
I was like,
wow.
You are absolutely correct. I do not. I mean, this is some high-powered executive who's like, wait, you're a youth pastor? what are you eating my bacon-wrapped scallops for?
That's good.
Yeah.
My favorite story is someone in the church owns a business, and for a time they were a sponsor or had some kind of sponsorship with the Washington Nationals. This was back in the early days of the Nationals. They had only been in Washington for a couple years, so they're more popular now,
much
obviously.
More popular now, yeah.
And so as part of their corporate sponsorship, they got these junkets. One of the junkets was a weekend trip to see the Nats play in Chicago against the Cubs. All expenses paid.
No kidding.
For two. And this was a gift from one of the elders of our church.
Really?
He said, I can't go, and would you like this? I said, absolutely.
I think I do.
So we show up at the airport down at Reagan. There's a group of people flying out together from Washington to Chicago. We fly out together, and it's the same kind of deal. They're like, so who are you with? I'm like, I'm with Mountain View.
I'm with the church.
I didn't say church. I just said I'm with Mountain View. Yes. And so we're going on this trip. We get a free flight to Chicago. They put us up for two nights in a hotel, the same hotel that the team is staying at.
No kidding.
No kidding. So Ryan Zimmerman's in the lobby. I'm in the elevator with coaches. And then,
so you're not staying at Motel 6?
No.
No. You're right.
We got a charter bus to dinner and to the games. We got to go to two games, and then after the game, we got to go. They took us to Harry Caray's Steakhouse in Chicago, where we had dinner with the Washington broadcasters. I'm sitting at the table with the two broadcasters from the radio side of D.C.
Wow.
Having conversation about baseball with these guys. Pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive.
The second game, the second day, was the party roof. One of the party roofs outside of
Wrigley Field.
Field, yeah. So we're up on, I forget what it's called, some Irish name. We're up there on the party roof. Same thing, like free food and drinks, and the whole group is up on this rooftop watching the game from across the street. This is fantastic. Come back to the room. There's a signed baseball on our bed and a hat and all this stuff. Another free dinner at Harry Caray's Steakhouse again.
My goodness.
It was fantastic.
What a weekend.
I know.
You're living the life of the rest of
I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan. I've never gotten this kind of treatment. I mean, I used to go to baseball games as a kid and sit in the peanut section, you know, for 65 cents.
Sure.
It felt like I was $1 million.
65 cents. Did you really buy a ticket for 65 cents?
I really did.
Wow.
I'm that old. Three River Stadium.
Wow. That's impressive.
It went up to $2 later, but
yeah. But yeah. Listening to that story, all I can hear is Robin Leach in the back. Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yes, exactly.
It's so crazy. That's awesome.
So that's probably the coolest thing I've ever gotten as a perk.
That's cool.
Youth pastor.
Yeah.
Some other really nice gifts.
Oh yeah,
nice dinners out and stuff like that, which is just so generous.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a real blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, I called a friend of mine in the church, and he had helped us out a couple of other times. So he was also pretty high up in a hotel business that I won't name because he likes to keep a low profile. But I called him because the whole fam was going to go to New York. And we were just going to do like 3 days in New York. So two nights, 3 days, just make the most. And I was like, look, I would want to stay in Times Square or stay in New York. So we're not, you know, bussing or, you know, but man. Staying in New York is insane price-wise. Even my other hotel guy's like, look, I can't help you out with New York. I can't. So I call this other guy, and I'm like, listen, I don't want you to—
I love it because you're not afraid to ask.
No, I'm not afraid to ask. So I call this guy. I said, listen, I'm not asking for a deal. I'm not asking for you to do anything crazy. I just don't want to stay in the wrong part of town. So can you make any recommendations of where I can go? And I my kids were— this is only a couple years ago. I'm like, my kids are much bigger. I used to be able to squeeze six of us in a hotel room. I need two rooms.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need two rooms. And he's like, all right. Give me a day. Let me look at some stuff. And so I wait. So the next day he calls me back. He says, okay, you're all set. And I said, whoa, wait. What do you mean I'm all set? I'm just looking for recommendations. He's like, no. I got you a good rate. You're going to pay, but it's $165 a night, which for
New York City
is like 65 cents to go see a baseball game, right? Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, sounds good. It was at the... I can't remember. It was on 54th, right in Times Square, the Westin, right? So we show up, and I walk in, and we walk up to the counter, and I'm just like, hello, I'm looking to check in. We're here early, so I'm sure the room isn't ready, and that's fine. We just want to store our bags and hit the city for a little while. And they say, what's your last name? I said my last name, and then all of a sudden, the scurrying begins. Next thing you know, there's like general managers coming out. Oh, hello, Mr. McCabe, Mrs. McCabe. Welcome. We're so glad that you're here. We apologize profusely, but your room is not ready. But I've got another room for you now to go put your bags down and freshen up in. And then when your room is ready, we'll move your bags over and then you can come back to the hotel. So off we go. And I think, man, what is happening here? But whatever. So off we go. We hit the city for the day. We come back just before dinner.
It's like Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, I know. We come back right before dinner and we walk in and I check. Oh, yeah, here's your keys. So we go up. We are in the presidential suite at the Westin.
On Times Square.
In Times Square. The hotel room was 2,800 square feet. It had four bedrooms, a library. We walked in and just went like, and then of course opened the window and it's just, it's Times Square.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cool. For $165 a night. I was like, that was the time I really felt like, okay, I am seriously,
yes,
I'm staying a place that I'm guessing all kinds of people that I...
Right. The last person to stay at that was Mr. Timberlake.
Something like that. And I was just like, this is crazy. We were FaceTiming everybody we knew. Oh, look at this room. It's so amazing. Because, awesome. Of course, they had said, my friend had said, hey, don't post anything on social media because I really got to, you know,
right.
If this gets out, then I'm going to have to do everybody in the world. So it was one of those, like,
that's awesome.
The one thing I want to post on social media, I'm like, I can't. So we're just FaceTiming all our friends going, check this out. It's awesome.
So
it was
cool. So
yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Uptown.
What's that sound?
It's not an Uptown sound. It's a llama sound.
It's a South American sound.
It's a South American sound. And that means it's time for our secret word of the day.
Yes, our secret word of the day. We're going to spell it for you because it may not be a real word.
It's probably not a real word.
Our secret word of the day is Rama.
Rama.
R-A-M-A.
R-A-M-A. Rama.
That's it.
Lock it in.
Number 21.
Yesterday had llama. Today you have Rama.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Now you got it. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. I mean, again, tons more I could talk about.
Not really.
We've just been doing this a long time. So
true.
Yep. When you get a few of these, and so if you're a younger youth worker out there, just understand there are some amazing perks, especially with longevity.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you're there, and the more people trust you, and the more people just get invested in you and know what you're pouring into the church and to the students and the ministry. People are just going to give you experiences that you have no business having, and it's awesome when it happens.
That's for sure. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with the next episode, number 22 of Sherpa Shorts. Until then,
Sherpa's out.